If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Well, it's sort of a ball game. Yes, there's part ball game in here and part entertainment. I'm going to get to this right now. 720 WGN with John Landegger, 735. You might have heard of the Savannah Bananas. You've certainly heard of the Harlem Globetrotters. And it's about time something like that came to Chicago, and it's here now with the Chicago Snowballs and with us right now. Paul, let me make sure I've got these names right. Paul Stencato, is that correct?
That's correct. Thank you.
Is that correct? You broke up there.
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
All right. Now here's another one. Kyle Piotrowski, did I get that right?
You got it. You can go with Kyle Piotrowski, KP, or okay. I'm on the field. My name is Gladiator, so whatever makes you happy.
Okay, Gladiator, I can go with that. The Chicago Snowballs is sports slash entertainment. It's also co-ed, and you're about ready to kick off your first inaugural season. Isn't that right?
Yes, that is true.
And when will that happen? And where will that happen?
Well, I think we are going to debut in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Mm. Then we're going to make our Chicago home opener at UIC Field on Thursday, May 28th.
You know, I was looking at the unusual way you inquire if a person who wants to apply for being on the team, to qualify for the team, the unusual capabilities that you're looking for that one doesn't normally associate. For instance, you're looking for a pitcher who does gymnastics. You're looking for an outfielder who juggles. Did you get them?
Oh, we did.
Really?
Oh, yes, we did.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. We're very excited about our players. They are some of the warmest, most talented bunch of people. And I really have to tip the hat to our owner and president, Sherry Travis. She was the one who had this vision. She was the one who got this ball moving. And she really deserves all the credit for bringing this bunch of people together. And the magic that they are creating is incredible.
Kyle, what position do you play and what entertainment event do you do?
Mr. Landegger, I am a pitcher and I am an outfielder, but if it's going to make you smile, that's the entertainment I do.
Okay. You don't have
to. He also dances. Don't let him fool you. He's a dancer too.
And please, you don't have to call me Mr. Nobody calls me Mr. anymore. Not even, I can't think of anybody who calls me Mr. I've lost.
I'd go with John.
Okay,
good. I'll go with John, but the first one had to be Mr. Landegger. You've been around a while. You've been doing this a long time, so I'm a fan.
Well, thank you. I'm going to be a fan of this, too. I think this is just great. I've been watching a long time ago. I went to see the Harlem Globetrotters, and they are classic basketball slash entertainment. And then over the past couple of years, I've been following the growth of the Savannah Bananas, and I'm really glad to see that Chicago is going to be entering into this type of sports slash entertainment presentation. How many games? Who do you play, by the way? Are you in a league? I mean, it's great that you've got a team, but who do you play against?
We actually play, we created our own rival team, the Rocket Squirrels. So the Chicago Snowballs play the Rocket Squirrels. Now, here's the great thing about it, because I mean, obviously, like you said earlier, people would say, we're the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. However, with Rocket Squirrels or the Snowballs, either team can win. There is not a predetermined outcome of the game. Yeah. And so when we hit that field, I mean, there's a lot of antics and whimsical and silly and crazy circus kind of fun. But those teams are playing, our version of baseball, and it's real and it's live and you cannot predict what's going to happen. And that's what is also really great about this game. And what we're doing is because the talent pool on both teams is very, very equal. And so really, you just don't know who's going to win that game. And so it really is that exciting part where you're, when we're building this show, you know, we also say to the players, like, we don't know what's going to happen when, because you're playing ball, you're playing right. ball. So it's a lot of fun to watch. It's even harder to try to choreograph too, because there is that element of, you just don't know, it's going to happen live.
You know, I remember watching the Harlem Globetrotters a few times, and they traveled with the Patsy team, if I can use that expression. I think they were called the Washington Generals. And you knew
that is correct.
And you knew the Harlem Globetrotters were going to win. I mean, that was the whole setup. It was a foredrawn conclusion. But now this is different. You've got two.
But that was the goal. We wanted to, we didn't want people to think that, oh, it's this, you know, this other right. team that the Snowballs are going to play are always going to lose. As a matter of fact, it's funny because we had a couple of stories where players came up to us when we were first putting this idea together, and they said, well, look, I don't want to be in the losing team. I want to be a Chicago Snowball. And we had to say, no, this other team we're going to build, they're going to be real. They're going to be able to win. And the coaching staff of the organization did a really, really tremendous job of making sure that that talent pool is equal, both, you know, in male and female players. And so it really is just an incredible, when I watch it, you know, I get wrapped up in it. I'm building the show, I'm directing it, choreographing it, putting it together. But then when they start to play baseball, I'm like enthralled. I'm like, oh yeah, that was amazing play. And I have to remind myself, oh, I have to get ready for the next cue.
Kyle, when you first heard about this, what'd you think?
Oh, I was lost. I was confused. I didn't know why something like this would come about in Chicago at first. And when I read all about it, it blew my mind. And then I was filled with excitement and decided I couldn't wait to be, you know, 18 again. And get to go out and have fun and get to have this experience. So I would say just thrilled.
How many prospective players showed up for these auditions, these tryouts?
A lot. We had a lot. you know, I think that originally I had heard somewhere like around 400 to 500 submissions were originally submitted. Yeah. Yep. Sherry told us that there was a lot of submissions and they had to look at videotape to make sure, because again, a lot of time went into making sure that the talent was there as far as being able to play baseball.
Yeah.
Most, if not all of the players on both teams have a tremendous amount of history with baseball. They played in either, you know, high school, college, a semi-pro, and in both, you know, with males and females. And, and then a lot of them also did, you know, some did theater, some did circus, some did, you know, just basic, I want to learn to dance or I want to learn to walk on my hands, gymnastics. So these were the extra skill sets that we were initially looking for so that we could build something that was fun. You know, I think that that was the big, you know, kind of buzzword for us was family fun. And that was the idea. Sherry wanted to make sure that it was fun first of all. Like that was the kind of idea. So we built that with those words in our heads. And so everything that we do is geared to a family-friendly audience and a family-friendly environment. Mm-hmm. And really, we're just having a lot of fun out there. I mean, I think that it's safe to say that when we go to practices, I'll tell you a funny story. So we were going to have practice one night, and as we all know, the weather has not been great coming out of winter in Chicago, and so we had to cancel one practice indoors because there was tornado warnings. And one of the players literally was like, "Can we have a sleepover? Can we just get together still? Because I miss getting together with people, you know." And that's the kind of camaraderie that the people, that the teams, coaches, entertainment staff, everybody's bringing that. Let's do this together. Let's do this as a community. Let's give a positive experience. Let's bring a little joy to people's lives. And hopefully, if we do our jobs correctly, not only do the fans walk away with an amazing experience, but they're walking away with memories. They're walking away with, you know, maybe an autographed shirt or an autographed ball. We really want to include the players inside of the audience. We don't want to separate them. You know, a lot of times you go to parks and the players, you know, that you can't get to the players because they're busy or whatever. You bet. Want to reverse that. We want to make sure that the fans have opportunities to meet, talk to, take pictures with the players. That's kind of all built into our show.
Well, Kyle, I know that you're going to be in shape for all of this because you're the area director of Anytime Fitness. And Paul, your background is perfect for this. You worked with, Blue Man Group and Cirque du Soleil? Is that correct?
It's correct. Yes, I was a Blue Man, and I was a Blue Man in Chicago.
Were you a Blue Man? I think probably most of us in the Chicago area went to the Blue Man Group at some point. I mean, they were up. Yeah. You were up there for gosh, I don't know how long. I think I saw it twice.
That's great. Yeah, that's a great theater. The Briar Street was a great theater. Yeah. I'm originally from Chicago, so it was great to come home and be able to perform as a Blue Man during those days. Cirque, I worked in China with Franco Chacon, who was one of the founders of Cirque. And then coming back to here, and then when I saw this opportunity, yes, you're right. It was able to bring a lot of my skill sets to the table. And really, it has been nothing but a fun. Cause like, it's literally like, we'll have like group meetings, and literally it's like sky's the limit of ideas. Like there's no idea that's not will not be at least talked about, and then we decide, can we put it in? How much time will it take to put in? But there's, you know, the sandbox could be as big as your imagination.
So the name Chicago Snowballs, how was that arrived at?
Kyle, you tell.
Yeah, you know, I want to say it was just meant to be truly fun and funny. And I think, John, I can't see you, but I hear it in your voice every time you say snowballs. And yes. I know you're smiling. So it's kind of like that little feeling you got when he said rocket squirrels. Yeah, that's kind of the same pick of the litter there.
So once again, in case people are just tuning in, let's set up all the bullet points here. When does the season start? How do people get tickets? Let's do that.
Yeah, so our season starts in Bloomington on May 23rd. So we have that weekend, May 23rd, May 24th. And then if you go to chicagosnowballs.com, you can see all of our games, all the dates and everything. But our home opener is at UIC, like Paul said, at 6:30 on May 28th.
Well, it's been great having you on. You know, like unlike other snowballs, I do believe you have a chance in hell. So
that's really nice, John. John, I just want to tell you, man, I appreciate you giving me the plug there. But gosh, I'm a piece of this puzzle, and I just wish you could speak with all my teammates. They really are what's great in this world, and they inspire me every day. So if I could encourage anyone as maybe an outsider, they're just amazing humans who want to make people smile and happy and enjoy life.
Well, I can't wait to attend some of the games. Thanks for being with us, guys, and have a great season.
Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate you.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.